The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
Check me out on the ESPN app and SiriusXM Channel 80 and wherever you get your podcasts. I can't even keep up with the pace of the news right now. You know what's going on? I mean, Damian Lillard hits the... he won't stop, and then Jokic responds, and that's going to be the lead. The Lakers get blown out. We got to talk about that. Kawhi in a position. Is he in a position to take over LA? I'm not saying the Clippers. I'm saying Kawhi. And then Brad Stevens is gone. He's not the coach anymore, but he's not gone. Danny Ainge is gone. Where's he going to land? Because Brad Stevens now has Danny Ainge's old job. Oh, my God. There's so much stuff going on. Plus more UFO stuff. And then after all, I'm like, okay, so wait, the Lakers aren't the headline anymore because it's Lillard or Jokic. Wait, that's not the headline anymore because it's not even Ainge. It's not even Ainge and Brad Stevens anymore because Krzyzewski's stepping down after this year. Is LeBron going to finally lose the crown, Lakers fans? 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance, coming to you live from the Seaport District, Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. And by the way, Lakers fans, reports of the Lakers' demise have been greatly exaggerated. That's the main thing, greatly exaggerated part. Forget about the part the have been is, whatever. Raj, I messed that up. But that's the point is, I need to talk about this because it looks bad for the Lakers right now. Not so fast. I don't think they're done. I'm going to get into it. But it was Dame time last night, boy. Woo. He was unbelievable. Every time I was getting ready to send out a tweet, and I couldn't send it out because Lillard kept hitting shots. I thought, okay, he's at that. That's it. That was a bad. I can't send it out. Lillard keeps hitting shots. But he wasn't the best player on the floor. I'm going to get into that. So now the latest headline, like what has to lead, is actually Krzyzewski. He's going to retire after the 2021-2022 season. John Shire has agreed to become the next head coach. He's going to spend the season as the coach in waiting. He's like the president-elect. Krzyzewski stepping down. Here's my question. Forgive me for being cynical on a day like this. Maybe the greatest college coach, certainly since Wooden, right? So forgive me for being cynical, but you know what I say this means? Well, I don't say it. I wonder it. Does this mean fit is about to hit the shan in college basketball? Is there stuff coming on? Don't forget, the FBI was looking into stuff or anything. Does this, like, suddenly Krzyzewski is retiring? Does this mean that fit is about to hit the shan in college basketball? That's my question. All right. First, it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Woj bomb, as I said. So the Krzyzewski news knocked everything else out. But Woj is dropping bombs, as he is wont to do. He's a one-man industry. Danny Ainge stepping down in Boston. Brad Stevens moving into the front office in a full-time role. And the Celtics are expected to start a search for a new head coach, sources tell ESPN. Celtics staff and coaches have been informed of the changes, obviously, by now. Raj, we don't need to write that in the copy because by now, everyone's been informed of the changes, including the staff. Someone left that in from the notes this morning, and I read it like an idiot. I'm a prompter monkey. I'm like Anchorman. You put anything in the prompter, I'm going to read it. Could end my career by putting some stupid stuff in a prompter. Brad Stevens has been described as worn down with coaching since the bubble. I don't believe it. I don't think that's what's going on, but okay, that's what they're putting out there. I think Stevens lost the locker room, but they think he's a good basketball guy, so they want to keep him in the organization. He welcomed the chance to make a transition to the front office, right? Sources tell ESPN Stevens will help lead the search for his successor as a head coach. Stephen A. was on First Take getting very upset today about the fact that black coaches are not afforded that kind of job opportunity, like within an organization. You lost your job as a head coach, but you became a GM. I don't know about that. I disagreed with him. I think the elephant in the room is that it's the Celtics. And the Celtics, right, Celtic pride refers to a group of people who are white, Celtic languages and everything. Irish, Scottish, and by the way, that they're represented out of proportion compared to the rest of the country in the, you know, Irish American, Scottish, in the New England area around Boston especially. And Lucky, their logo is based on an Irish, some would say, not stereotype, but type, a character. And I think, but by the way, the Celtics, some of it's unfair because they fielded the first black starting five, right? Like they were groundbreaking in many respects. And the latest Celtics great team, three African-American stars. But because of what I just said and the area they're from, which gets a bad rap, well, whether it's a fair rap or not, it's not a good rap. And in, along racial lines. And then on top of that, the you know, after the Bill Russell Celtics, the next great generation of Celtics were white stars. Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, Danny Ainge was maybe not a star, but he was a star shooter. And especially since their main rivals were the L.A. Lakers, which were mostly an African-American team, at least the stars, Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, James Worthy. And so there was a kind of racial component that not everyone wants to talk about all the time with that. And so when you have a white head coach and a white GM, and the white head coach seems to lose the locker room, and part of what we heard coming out last year was why is Gordon Hayward getting so much run and burn in the starting lineup when you have these young forwards? Maybe he's taking time away from those guys, and I thought it was Gordon Hayward moved the ball well in the starting lineup, and that's why Coach wanted him in there. I thought Coach was right about that. But it, whatever it is, sometimes a coach just overstays, you know, like the players tune out. Whatever it is, it didn't seem to be working. And between Brad Stevens and Jason Tatum, you are going to choose Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown. You're going to choose the great young players unless the coach is so special that you can't do without him. And Brad Stevens is an excellent coach, 3 out of 4 years in the conference finals. But he's not Greg Popovich, right? So they think he's a good basketball ball guy. They don't want to lose him. They kick him up to the front office. But I do think there's a kind of racial kind of feeling around it for many. I would point out Doc Rivers keeps getting knocked out when he's up 3-1. But everyone knows Doc is a great coach. And he wasn't working out as the GM coach of the Clippers. They took GM away because he's a better coach than GM, obviously. Great coach, not a great GM. Lost his job in, with the Clippers. Gets a plum job right away with the Sixers because he's a great coach. Brad Stevens has a hell of a track record. You spend 3 out of 4 years in the conference finals, you can coach. He lost the locker room, but the organization believed in him. They moved him upstairs. Now Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Boy, the Lakers got beat down without AD. It was so bad. Let me tell you how bad this Lakers beatdown was. I don't know what happened in the second half. I mean, I know now. And I want to get into that a little later, but before the end of the second quarter, I was like, I'm done with this. I can't watch. This is a massacre. Flip over to Denver and Portland. Good thing, too, because that was a great game. Them boys showed up. Dennis Schroeder was so, well, before I even get to Dennis Schroeder, you know how bad the beatdown was of the Lakers last night? Snoop on Instagram said quote, I never thought I'd say it, but we sorry and the Clippers better than us. Quote, we soft. Oh, when Snoop is saying that about the Lakers and giving it up to the Clippers, you know it's bad. Charles Barkley gave AD a nickname. It may not be fair. You know, I always go back to this example. I think of the 80s, like Cal Ripken Jr., the Iron Man. A lot of that's mental toughness, no doubt, but some of it's just physical. Cal Ripken Jr. is physically different than other dudes. And there was a dude, Eric Davis, a center fielder, who was, in his prime, as great a player as you ever want to see. He was amazing. But he was injury-prone. And no one ever questioned Eric Davis's love for baseball. Dude was known as a baseball lifer type. But he couldn't stay on the field. Is that because Eric Davis wasn't tough enough, or his body just was built different? So, you know, like maybe AD's body's just like that. These 7-footers, and he's like 6'11", is just like that sometimes. But Barkley's nickname was hilarious. Called him Street Clothes. That's AD's new nickname, Street Clothes. He's not wrong. But let me tell you something. I said it yesterday. I don't care what the roles are. Well, Drummond needs to roll or needs to finish at the rim, or Kuzma, or, you know, it needs to, why isn't Montrezl Harrell getting burned and all this? I'm not trying to hear that. The best player on the team is LeBron James. The second best player is Anthony Davis, and there's a big drop off. But the third best player, the point guard, Ramona Shelburne, was on this show yesterday. The third best player, turned down $84 million contract because he wanted $100 million. Dennis Schroeder showed up and scored 0 points. The first Laker who attempted at least 9 shots and wound up with a goose egg, 0 points. Since the Lakers moved to L.A., in the history of the L.A. Lakers in the playoffs, first dude, get out of here with that $100 million, like Schroeder. The whole question was, my whole question was, yeah, Schroeder's an upgrade in the regular season, but there is playoff Rondo. He is real. What's playoff Schroeder going to be? It's playoff Rondo and regular season Schroeder. Look who's on the Goodyear hotline. Kendrick Perkins, ESPN NBA analyst. Perk, there's so much basketball news. My head is spinning today. How are you doing?
What's up, Max? Hey, Max, you know what? You know what? I almost started not to come on your show today and push it back a week for that little tweet you put out yesterday talking about I jinxed the Lakers.
You jinxed the Lakers.
I said to myself, how dare Max Kellerman tell me that I jinxed your team?
Yeah.
You're such a betrayer.
That's right.
Way you did the Knicks and went over there to the Lakers Nation.
I'm happy now.
You want to talk about I jinxed the Lakers.
Who would want a bum squad like the Knicks? You want to rep a bum squad like the Knicks? Never did anything. Perk, this is what I'm saying. Let's start right there. Then we'll get to Ainge, okay? Here's my point, Perk. The Lakers have built such equity with their fans. Because in the modern era, no one's close to the Lakers. 11 chips? Get out of here, right? That the Clippers ain't never going to flip L.A. They can make some inroads here, and they'll never flip L.A. That ain't the Knicks. That ain't the Knicks and the Nets. Nets can flip New York. Knicks never did anything for any fan under the age of 48 years old. They haven't done a thing. But here's my thing. Perk, Kawhi and Paul George are from L.A. Dudes like Snoop, who are mad at the Lakers right now, they won't root for the Clippers like that, but they'll root for Kawhi and Paul George. Can Kawhi come and get the crown from LeBron this year?
No. I mean, look, the Clippers are playing well, but look here, Max. They still have a lot. Max, you can't hear me?
I got you. I got you loud and clear, Perk.
Max.
Yeah.
You can't hear me?
Uh-oh. Oh boy, Raj Max, and Brendan at it again.
Max, I know you can hear me.
I got you.
Okay, well, look. This is what I'm saying about the Clippers, all right? Yeah. I love with Ty Lue the adjustments that he made, but they should not be struggling with the Dallas Mavericks. And I get it. Luka is a stud. I'm not knocking Luka. But look at his supporting cast. And I'm not calling them no bombs, but they should not be struggling with this team right now. And you know who's looking like the team to come out of the Western Conference right now, to be honest with you?
You are going to say Denver?
No, I'm going to say the Utah Jazz.
All right.
The Utah Jazz. They have the most complete team. And look, I get it. I picked the Memphis Grizzlies. I was wrong. I thought the Memphis Grizzlies was going to ride this wave and shock the world. But you almost have to play. Matter of fact, you have to play perfect. Coach Taylor Jenkins said it perfectly. You have to play perfect in order to beat the Utah Jazz. Imagine that. So in the 7-game series, you have to play perfect
basketball. I don't know about that, Perk. I don't know. Let me tell you
why. What you mean?
Conley has been night and day from last year, right? Like Conley, I love Conley, the best player ever, never to make an all-star team, all that kind of stuff. But, Perk, when it comes down to it, they got one killer on that team, and that's Donovan Mitchell. There's no other animal like that on the squad. Other teams, like the Nets, got three killers. They got three different kinds of animals on that team. The Lakers got two when AD is on the floor. There are other teams that got more than one superhuman-type player. Jazz only got one. And teams like that, they do pop their head up once every 10 years or so and grab a title, but that's usually not how it works. You're saying that this team is like that Mavericks team with Nowitzki, like perfectly balanced, that they're going to win the title or can get out of the West?
They are. Listen, let me tell you why. Watching this Memphis series, Rudy Gobert, right, his defensive presence is like no other in the NBA. I mean, the way that he anchors the defense is special. I mean, guys be intimidated. Like, it's hard to – like, he's already 7'11", and the way that he's able to cover space, block shots, get deflections, stop the lob. I mean, he does it all. And at the end of the day, Max, what I'm sitting up here trying to explain to you is that Royce O'Neal, who you love, who's also one of your favorite players.
Yep, yep.
You got Bogdanovich, who's a sniper. You got Jordan Clarkson and Joe Ingles. Both of them coming in off the bench along with Derek Favors. They have a complete roster, and they're committed on the defensive end. They pass up good shots to get great shots on the offensive end. The Utah Jazz are looking really,
all right.
Really
oh, look,
good,
okay. Right? I can't go against anything you just said. Talking to Kendrick Perkins, ESPN NBA analyst, former Celtic champion on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Perk, Danny Ainge is stepping down. Brad Stevens is getting kicked upstairs. He's the executive in charge now. What are your feelings about this? You, Stephen A., and I were talking about it on First Take this morning. But what are your feelings about the move the Celtics just made?
Well, first of all, I knew Danny Ainge was stepping down. I could see this coming because I talked to Danny a lot, and we talk about life. And every time we would get on the phone, he would talk about his family and how his grandkids are such a joy and all this and that. And I could see this coming. Like, I could see this coming to an end. I mean, he's been 44 years committed to the NBA, whether it was a player, coach, front office, whatever, right? So it was probably time for him to step away. Now, Brad Stevens, what he has to realize is that pressure comes with that title. And they call the city of Boston the city of champions for a reason. And he's going to have to pick. He got some heavy shoes to fill because despite this year, overall, if you look at Danny Ainge's year since 2003, the best thing he did in the world was draft Kendrick Perkins, okay, straight out of high school. That was his first thing.
That was his first great move, huh?
Yeah, and then the second thing was he formed the big three that delivered a championship. After that, he started finessing everyone with draft picks. He acquired Jason Tatum. And now we're talking about a young team that has been to multiple Eastern Conference titles, right? So, I mean,
Perk, you know, Eastern Conference games.
So with that being said, Max, Brad has big shoes to fill.
I agree. But I want to say something about Danny Ainge, the GM. And I brought up Brian Cashman on the air earlier today because I'm a Yankees fan, and Cashman's an excellent GM. But there are better GMs than Cashman. He's not the best in the business, and I'm a Yankees fan. Oh, I insist my GM is the best in the business because Yankees are number one, not number two, not top five, not hoping and happy to compete year in and year out, number one. No one's allowed to win the World Series more than the Yankees. Doesn't mean they're going to win it every year, but no one's allowed to win it more than the Yankees, especially not the Red Sox. So if I were running the Yankees, buy Cashman. There's someone better than you. I'm going to go get him. That's how I feel about Danny Ainge, to be honest, Perk. Celtics fans have very high standards. And Danny Ainge is an excellent GM. There's no two ways about it, but there are better GMs than him. Like, he, like Cashman, is reluctant to pull the trigger when the price gets too high to bring in the killer. You know, like Cashman was messing around, didn't bring in the ace starter for years because the price was too high, too many prospects, too much money. Did, you know, passed on Verlander, passed on this one, passed on that one, and the Yankees weren't winning World Series. Ainge, too, he had this stockpile of weapons, but Perk was never able to pull the trigger to bring that MVP to Boston to put him over the top.
Max,
yeah, I'm serious.
Max, how can you say that? When he basically sold some used cars to Cleveland to acquire Kyrie Irving. Things just ain't paying out. But if Kyrie Irving would have stayed, just think about this. If Kyrie Irving was on the Celtics today with a Jason Tatum and a Jaylen Brown, they would probably be picked to come out of the Eastern
But they wouldn't do it, though, Perk, because I saw Kyrie make that team worse. He was not the right fit for that team. They did. I mean, it's impossible, I know, but it happened. You and I both saw it. Celtics performed better when he won there. How is that possible?
You know what happened to the Boston Celtics from stopping them to getting to the championship? LeBron James,
which
he did on so many occasions. You forgot that a young rookie and Jason Tatum took a LeBron James Cleveland Cavaliers team to seven games.
It's a fair point because LeBron had help in Cleveland. You have the best player in the game with a couple All-Stars. That's a tough thing to overcome.
He didn't have a couple All-Stars that year, Max.
No, I'm saying LeBron.
Kevin Love.
Oh, yeah, because of Kyrie. Kevin, but even so, LeBron James plus a guy who's all-star caliber and a cast, LeBron at that time was worth any two of your all-stars, you know, any or superstars. And Boston didn't exactly have superstars. They had all-stars. All right, look, I want to get to one more before I let you go. I have 30 seconds here, Perk. Damian Lillard lost his mind, but I want to say something. America's got to get over the fact that he's not from here. No, he doesn't have the kind of style people like is lighting the world on fire. Jokic controlled that game, Perk. Jokic, like the reason Lillard had to keep coming up with those heroics to extend it to overtime, double overtime, make it close, was Jokic was playing that point center at genius levels and was controlling the game. I'm saying right now, Jokic was the best player in the game, right or wrong?
You're right. I mean, I made no mistake about it, but guess what? Hmm. Guess who was the unsung hero in that game?
Yeah,
Michael Malone. Michael Malone.
Yeah, good one.
Because he called them out in game four about being soft. And they went into a double overtime game and ruined Dame Dowler's historic game by having a great mental toughness. Hmm. Shout out to Michael Malone because he don't get enough credit for what he do with that roster.
That's a great point. It's amazing to me that Damian Lillard is still alive when he has ice water instead of blood pumping in his veins. This dude is from another planet. The great Kendrick Perkins, ladies and gentlemen. Raj and Brendan rudely cut him off once again, and he's going to blame me for it. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. LeBron about to lose the crown. Recent data shows that out of all the female-owned businesses, it's estimated, one in three is owned by a mom. CEO and founder Talia Goldstein's one such mompreneur. She needs to hire several matchmakers a month for her personalized matchmaking company, so she uses ZipRecruiter. Their technology, also in English called technology, helps her find the right people for her job quickly. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day, and right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/max. That's ZipRecruiter.com/max. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Coming up, is LeBron about to lose the crown?
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Check me out on the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, wherever you get podcasts. Big Perk, join me on the Goodyear Hotline, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. LeBron still wears the crown, but it is hanging by a thread. By a thread. Age and injury has seemed to caught up with him. And my prediction about last year, Kawhi taking it from LeBron, was a year early. But I wouldn't rule it out right now. And listen, Lakers fans, you never have to worry, never, about the Clippers flipping L.A. Like now it's a Clipper town. Certainly not on a permanent basis, because the Lakers have built in equity. They have built in your loyalty. They've earned your loyalty. 11 chips since 79-80. 11. Sitting at number 2 is the Michael Jordan Chicago Bulls. They got 6. You got almost double. The Spurs got 5. The Celtics got 4. Got 11. 11. Shaq, Kobe, LeBron, AD, Magic, Kareem. I mean, it's crazy. I don't even mention guys like Powell and Worthy and these type of dudes. It's crazy. So they've earned. The Clippers are never going to flip the town. But if Snoop is going at the Lakers right now, Kawhi and Paul George, like Kawhi could take the crown from LeBron in L.A. Kawhi's from L.A. People won't root for the Clippers, but they'll root for Kawhi in L.A. He's from there. And we know, look, Lakers fans, you know what I'm talking about. They're Lakers fans, and they're like Kobe fans. And the Venn diagram, meaning, you know, you do those two circles, and you see where they overlap. It's the shaded area. It's called a Venn diagram. The Venn diagram of Kobe fans and Lakers fans has a big shaded area, but it ain't exactly like the circles are on top of each other. They're Lakers fans, and they're fans of certain players. And in L.A., there are Lakers fans who have more allegiance, who had more allegiance to Kobe than the Lakers. It's like that sometimes. No, you could still be a Lakers fan and not love the Clippers, but think that Kawhi took the crown. If the Clippers get by the Mavs, and I think they will, especially with Luka hurt, and they get to the Western Conference Finals, if they get out of the West, I think they give, you know, the Clippers, like the Lakers, need some time to start gelling. And Ibaka's in and out of the lineup. But they need to get this together right now. And they're getting the time to do it. Losing a couple games to the Mavs, like the Nets losing that game to the Celtics, may be a blessing in disguise for them. It gives them a little more time to get that chemistry right, work out the issues. And I think the Clippers are best suited to give the Nets their best matchup in the finals. But Lakers fans, I didn't see the second half of that game. I didn't want to watch that. Plus, Denver and Portland was good. Before the end of the second quarter, I'm like, I've seen everything I need to see. These dudes ain't showing up today. Let me tell you this. I found out this morning about Chris Paul. Chris Paul was like on a nothing play. The little contact was like crying in pain over his shoulder. So Lakers fans, all hope is not lost. If Phoenix is dealing with a Chris Paul who's hurt on the level, I mean, it wasn't even that big a deal, and he was in serious pain. He wanted to fight afterwards and later apologized because he realized, nah, there was nothing wrong there. I'm just injured. If Chris Paul is compromised, that negates the AD compromising. Now you're going back to L.A., win or go home. LeBron's going to win that game. Lakers are going to win game 6. It's going to come down to game 7. And if the Lakers can get by Phoenix and AD can get back and get mostly right, 80% of himself, Lakers are going to have something to say about the Western Conference. This is LeBron on Facing Elimination.
It's literally win or go home at that point. So, you know, you shoot all the bullets you got and throw the gun too. So, you know, I look forward to the environment. Obviously, our Laker faithful are going to give us a lot of energy. And I look forward to the moment. I look forward to the challenge and see what brings out the best in me and my teammates.
Can LeBron still do it? We have a graphic up on ESPN Plus right now. Most points per game when facing elimination, minimum 5 games. LeBron, 33.7 points. Jordan, 31.3. Of course, Jordan didn't really have a crew most of the time when he was facing elimination. And, you know, 5 guys were defending him. Wilt, 31.1. Jordan didn't face elimination very often. There's a reason for that. But anyway, can LeBron still do it? It looked to me last night like he put the pedal to the metal and there wasn't a lot of gas in the tank. Now, partly that's because without AD and without Schroeder, I wonder why Schroeder didn't play last night. Oh, I'm being told he did play. Took 9 shots. Didn't score a point. And by the way, the Clippers are doing this with Rondo 19, 20 minutes a game. Rondo plus minus every day. He's plus 12, plus 14, plus 10, plus 13. Don't let it occur to Ty Lue eventually. What if I played Rondo 25 or 30 minutes? Because that's what's coming next. Schroeder. No AD. And you show up like that? You don't show up at all? Let me tell you something. Schroeder was a mistake if he can't show up in the playoffs. Lakers fans don't care about the regular season. You show up in the playoffs, brother, or you were a mistake. That's all there is to it. Either you show up when it matters most, or it was a mistake to bring you to L.A., period. Schroeder's way better than Rondo in the regular season. Way better. Rondo's not a good player even in the regular season. But in the playoffs, Rondo's an all-star. And Schroeder is not even a player. He's not even on the... How many minutes did... The first Lakers since they moved... The first player in the history of the Los Angeles Lakers to put up at least 9 shots in a playoff game and come away with 0 points. George Steinbrenner famously said once upon a time when he let Reggie Jackson go and brought in Dave Winfield, and Winfield messed up in the playoffs after Reggie was his postseason hero. He said, I let Mr. October, that's Reggie, get away, and now I got Mr. May. They let playoff Rondo get away, and now the Lakers got regular season Schroeder. Hey, it's regular season. They got street clothes Davis and regular season Schroeder. And old man James. Lakers better get it together. Because there's hope. Because if Chris Paul is compromised, which he is, and you are playing in L.A., we win or go home, LeBron's going to show up. Who's coming with him? Who's going to show up with him? Because the players that don't show up with them, they can't be on the Lakers next year. That's how it works. This is not baseball where a hitter might go into a slump. Even in a big situation, he's had a little bit out of rhythm. You can, in basketball, you can will it. Even if your shot's not falling, there are other things you can do. Who shows up? If Schroeder doesn't show up, see you later, Schroeder. Who needs him? He's got to show up. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Don't tell me, well, he needs a finisher. He's the third best player on the team. The second best player is out. Become the second best player on the team, period. Or don't play for the Lakers. Ask Max. We're calling it Ask Max now? I was under the impression it was Axe Max. We even spelled it A-X-E, Raj. Axe Max is next. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive's Home Quote Explorer gives you multiple quote options so you can pick what's right for you. See for yourself at progressive.com.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Also check me out on the ESPN app and Sirius XM Channel 80. Time to get in to Axe Max. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I'm going to give the number again, because I see we have regulars on the line. Like, Kerwin is even a regular in Jersey. We'll talk about the Lakers. Richard in Manhattan, of course, all the time. Andre in Massachusetts. Great calls. They're regulars on this show. But 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. And Raj, for the other regulars, like, let's get some fresh blood in. All right, for the calls. And if you missed any of the Max Kellerman Show today, I would say today, remember, yesterday was like just an okay show. I'd say today has been pretty lively because there's been a lot of news to react to. Good energy. Perkins was on. I wouldn't say it was the best show we ever did. It's not the worst. I'd say it's better than yesterday's show. How do you like that?
I already got a text from my boy Ben says Max is on fire today.
I give his ad. I wouldn't say fire. I give us a B+. If you're looking for a B+ podcast today, go you know, wherever you get your podcast, you can listen to the whole show.
All right.
King in Los Angeles, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. What you got to ask me?
Axe. Max.
If the Lakers lose this series in the first round,
yeah,
what happens next year with the roster?
Well, I mean, to me, the big thing is Schroeder. They bring Schroeder in, and it was a – maybe there have been Schroeder moves, am I right? But they bring him in. He's an upgrade over Rondo in the regular season because they lost Rondo. But the whole question was, what was he going to be in the playoffs? Because Rondo gives you an all-star in the playoffs. Even with the Clippers right now, 19, 20 minutes a game, he's playing at all-star level for those minutes. And last year for the Lakers, he was a revelation. But Schroeder is not just not playoff Rondo. He's awful. He didn't show up like when the team really needed him to show up. It's not just about missing shots. It's about defense. It's about aggression on offense. He was awful. I don't want Schroeder back if he can't show up. It's not too late. You got a game 6 coming up at home. You can fix this. But if he can't, I don't want him. Kerwin in New Jersey. You're on the Max Kellerman Show.
Hey, Max, I got to be real with you. You got to blame LeBron for the roster construction because he gave up Lonzo and Ingram instead of waiting for Anthony Davis to become available.
Yeah, but you don't know that he would become available, and you got a championship out of it. You got a ring out of
it. Yeah, true, but you picked your teammate. So if Anthony Davis is not there to...
Look, I get your beef, but the bottom line about this... is when in the NBA, when you have players as great as LeBron and AD on the same team, it means your roster is going to be thin in other areas. You're not going to have two MVPs and have a crazy deep roster, not almost any of the time, right? So, giving up Ingram for AD, would I make that deal again? Hell yeah. Michael in Louisiana, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Oh, yes, sir. What's the chances? I'm a diehard Green Bay Packers fan from Louisiana.
Yep.
And what's the chances that this whole thing is a stunt with Aaron Rodgers?
I don't think it's a stunt. No way. Too many people I know who know too much to say it's a stunt. I will say I don't think it's impossible that Rodgers returns to the Green Bay Packers. I think it's an issue of the Packers having to convince him. Once they get it through their heads that he's the one whose mind will determine where he plays next year. In other words, whatever comes into Aaron Rodgers' mind, I have decided I will play for that team. Rest assured, that's the team he's going to play for. So once the Packers figure that out, they can really get to the business of trying everything in their power to convince him to change his mind to stay in Green Bay. And if they can do that, then he'll stay. But the Packers better realize that sooner than later. Matthew in Texas, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
If Mr. Lillard, I watched that game last night. Mr. Lillard gets ran off the court. Well, not Lillard, but if the Trailblazers get ran off the court, do you see Lillard leaving? Maybe Phoenix?
I don't.
Chris Paul's hurt.
I know. I keep hearing this. I don't think that's the way Lillard's built. Like, hey, is Lillard going to go to this place? I think Lillard, and he's even say he wants to drag people to Portland. Good luck with that. Seattle, at least, you still got some tech people up there, and obviously the Bay Area. And you got people like, you know, you're in Texas. It's a no-tax state. It's a warm weather place. Portland is cold, rainy, and it's not a major cosmopolitan area. It's hard to convince guys to go up there. The GM has to, like, pull off an amazing trade. They have to draft and develop incredibly. But I don't see Lillard jumping ship. I see Lillard staying right there. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Max, what's going on? Listen, we have seismic shifts going on in Boston with Danny Ainge stepping out and Brad Stevens stepping up. The point of fact is this. Brad, as much as he is a walking computer, great with the analytics, this is going to be his first time in this role, and I'm not confident that they can keep this core together. We might be looking at a situation that occurred after the Larry Bird era where the Celtics have to go through some tough years before they're able to get back.
Maybe yes, maybe no. I'll say this, though. Let me just say this real quick because we're going to pay some bills in a second. When your team has draft picks and commodities like Jaylen Brown and especially Jason Tatum on the roster, any rebuild does not have to be long and painful. It can be quick because you have some core pieces. Clippers ready to flip L.A.? Is that even possible? Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.